Happy Easter.
复活节快乐。
I would like to share with you about Jesus' resurrection.
我想跟大家分享有关耶稣基督的复活。
And we'd like to start with Matthew chapter 16.
我们开始来查考马太福音第十六章。
I'd like to share some history with you.
想跟你们分享一些圣经上里面说到的历史。
And this scripture was started like a second year of Jesus' ministry.
开始在耶稣基督他服事的第二年。
And verse 13 said, When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, Jesus asked his disciples, Who do people say the Son of Man is?
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
Jesus would like to hear what the disciple has heard about him from other people.
耶稣想要知道这些门徒他们从别人的听到是关于耶稣他是谁。
And then verse 14 said, all the disciples talking about.Some say John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
门徒说，有人说你是施洗的约翰，有人说你是以利亚，有人说你是耶利米，或者是先知里的一位。
So quite a few comments or input.
有很多的回答，不同的回答。
Then Jesus asks, "But what about you? Who do you say I am?"
耶稣对门徒说：“那你们认为我是谁呢？”
Jesus is more interested about what the disciples think about himself.
其实耶稣真的是想要知道门徒认为他是谁。
And Simon Peter, he took the first and answered, said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
西门彼得就回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
And Jesus was so pleased and said, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah."For this was not revealed to you by men, but by my Father in heaven.
耶稣很喜悦西门彼得的回答，他说：“西门马耶拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。”
So Peter received the revelation from the heavenly Father.
彼得他是从天上的父向他启示的。
And after he received that revelation, he proclaimed, Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
天上的父启示彼得说，你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。
And now we get into Jesus' resurrection.
现在我们说到耶稣复活的事情。
And let's continue. From that time on, that means...The time that Peter has received the revelation from the Heavenly Father.
这里讲到从此就是指彼得他从天上的父向他启示以后。
Then Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day.Be raised to life.
这是耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
This is the very first time Jesus, in public, announced to his disciples about his death and resurrection.
这是第一次耶稣公开的向他的门徒。说到他关于他要死并且复活的事情。
It's been already more than 2 years he accompanied with his disciples.
已经是两年，门徒跟随耶稣已经有两年了。
And right after Jesus announced his death and resurrection,
为什么这个时候耶稣要向他们提关于他受死复活的事呢？
And Peter responded right away. He took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him.
彼得他马上就回答，并且拉着耶稣，并且劝他说
：“Peter rebuke Jesus。”
彼得 他劝，其实这个劝是指责备的意思。
He said, "Never, Lord, this shall never happen to you."
他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这个事必不临到你身上。”
And right away, Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan! You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men."
耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧！你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，你只体贴人的意思。”
Why Peter and disciples responded this way?
为什么彼得跟门徒有这样的反应呢？
Since Jesus as their rabbi preached gospel, healed the sick, cast out the demons, everything he did was very good and understandable to disciples.
门徒跟随耶稣，像拉比一样的跟随耶稣。耶稣呢，他医病赶鬼、传道，并且他行神迹，他们都能够接受耶稣所行的这些事情。
But why all of a sudden he talk about his death?
为什么他这个时候要谈到关于他死的事情呢？
Just 32 years old.
有32岁。
Not even mention about talking about his resurrection.
更不用说他讲到他复活的事。
Because the disciple could not comprehend what he talking about. What he talking about?
门徒对耶稣所说关于死跟复活的事没有办法完全的了解。
That's why our apostle Peter he rebuked Jesus.
因此，使徒彼得就这样责备耶稣。
Because this is something that become a surprise to them.
因为这个。对他们来讲是一个很惊讶、很突然的事情。
And this is the first time that Jesus announced his death and resurrection to his disciples.
因为这是第一次耶稣公开向他的门徒这样的宣告。
And let's see what the second time happened.
那我们看第二次耶稣向他们这样的宣告。
After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves.
过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，暗暗地上了高山。
And there Jesus was transfigured before them.
在那里呢，耶稣在他们面前变了形象。
Jesus' face shone like a sun, and his clothes became as white as the light.
耶稣的脸明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。
And then justThere appear before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus.
在那时候，忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。
This is a divine vision.
这是一个属天的意象。
That never happened to disciples.
从来没有发生过。
And Moses and Elijah actually is almost 1,000 years ago people.
摩西、以利亚是。这两个人是一千年以前的人物。
And now appear in front of them.
这个时候在他们面前出现。
Not only Jesus shone like sun.
不仅耶稣的面如日头那样的光。
And this picture actually is all the Jews looking forward to.
这样的一个景象是犹太人他们向往的一个景象。
All their great hero and prophet appear in front of them.
所有的那伟大的人物在他面前出现了。
And then, when they came together in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men."
他们还住在加利利的时候，耶稣就对门徒说：“人子将要被交在人的手里。”这个是第二次耶稣向门徒这样的公开宣告。
So the second time is after.They saw this divine vision.
是第二次在变相山他们下山的时候。
Then Jesus second time announced his death.
耶稣第二次向门徒这样的宣告。
Then he continued say, "They will kill me, and on the third day, I will be raised to life."
他们要杀害他，第三日他要复活。
So after the second time.The response from disciples is, they were filled with grief.
第二次耶稣对门徒这样宣告的时候，他的门徒大大的忧愁。
The very first time when he announced it, Peter could not understand and responded and rebuked Jesus.
第一次他宣告的时候，彼得他责备了耶稣，门徒感觉到非常的突然。
Because it was a surprise. And the second time, they no longer surprised, but now they grieved.
第二次宣告的时候，门徒大大的忧愁。
Sorrow filled their heart.
心里面感到忧愁。
They did have worry and concern.
他们担心并且忧愁。
Why their rabbi continue to talk about his death and resurrection?
为什么他们的拉比这样的继续在谈他受死跟复活的事呢？
And this was the second time.
这是第二次耶稣向他的门徒宣告。
And let's see the third time.
那我们再看他第三次。
Now as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside and said to them,
耶稣上耶路撒冷去的时候，在路上把十二个门徒带到一边，对他们说，
This was the third year of Jesus' ministry.
这是第三年，耶稣他侍奉的第三年。
And this was the last trip he went to Jerusalem and to be crucified.
这是他最后一次到耶路撒冷。
And then he said, We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priest and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death.
看啊，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子要被交在祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪。
Now he specified he will encounter all these religious gurus in Jerusalem.
他特别提到这些祭司长跟文士要定他死罪。
And then he continues it, and will turn him over to the Gentile to be mocked and flogged and crucified.
他又继续说，他要被交给外邦人，将他戏弄、鞭打。
And we know those Gentile means the Roman Empire people.
你知道这些外邦人是指罗马人。
And then he continues it, on the third day he will be raised to life.
他要被钉在十字架上，第三日他要复活。
So this is the third time Jesus talked about his death and resurrection.
这是第三次他向门徒说他要被钉死并且还要复活。
After the third time announcement, now the disciples became totally silent.
他第三次将宣告以后，门徒他们没有反应。
So Jesus. He himself announced at least three times to his disciples about his death and resurrection.
他三次向他的门徒宣告他要受死复活的事情。
Today our topic is Jesus' resurrection.
今天我们要谈的是耶稣复活。
Resurrection means from death to life.
复活是指从死到生。
This requires extraordinary power.
这是需要一个超乎寻常的能力。
Allow me to bring up a couple of testimony.
我有几个见证要跟大家分享。
These people are acquainted with me.
我跟这些人是蛮熟的。
One of the brothers in Christ, he truly got hurt and trauma from his own marriage.
有一个我们认识的弟兄，他经历了婚姻的一个破碎。
And he got divorced.
他后来离婚了。
And later he lost his job.
后来他又工作又没有了。
And he tried every means to get a job for his own survival.
他为了生存试了很多的工作。
He became an errand to deliver stuff for people.
他甚至去做那种交通，帮人家送东西的，开车的。
And he became a taxi driver.
他 他也曾经做过计程车司机。
Even though he got a master degree in electronic engineer，
他是拿到一个电机的硕士的学位。
And almost a year he couldn't find a permanent job。
有一整年他都找不到工作。
And finally he found one。
后来他找到一个工作。
And he started to work。
开始工作了。
He tried his very best。
他很努力的工作。
And the company seems to look pretty good, doing fine.
这个公司看起来好像还不错的样子。
And one day the boss talked to him, said, "Our company is going to the stocking market because we are doing so great."
后来公司告诉他说，我们的公司啊，将来要上市，而且呢，这个股票应该会很高很好。
And we're going to provide a special privilege for the employee.
我们让职员有这样的机会可以参与这个。买股票的这个
，You can buy the company stock，
可以买股票来投资。
And the boss is trying to encourage and also persuade them to buy the stock。
这个老板就说服他们的职员能够做这样的投资，为公司来投资。
So he spent his final saving $50,000 to buy the stocks from the company。
他后来就把他所有的存款50,000存到，就买这个股票，公司的股票。
After just one week,
一个礼拜以后
，as usual, he go back to work.
他去公司上班
，and he found the whole office is empty.
发现这个公司怎么都空了
，and that is a scheme.
这是一个骗局。
And look at this brother.
这位弟兄
，he lost everything.
他失去了所有
，he lost hope.
失去了希望
，He lost faith.
他几乎没有什么信心了。
This very person, he need extraordinary power.
这个弟兄他实在是需要一个超乎寻常的能力。
And I know another couple.
我认识一对夫妻。
They got married more than 40 years.
结婚40年。
But along these years, they never get along well.
这四十年他们相处并不是很好。
They just continue to quarrel and criticize and yell against each other.
他们之间常常有争吵，而且常常批评对方。
And every day the wife is looking for her husband.
每天这个太太在看先生的时候呢
，She wants to find fault.And also criticize her husband.
她老是要找她先生的毛病，批评他，来指正他。
And on the other side, the husband want to stay away from her.
先生呢，想要离她越远越好。
Always trying to find a place to hide himself.
他想要自己躲起来。
They have lost love and friendship.
他们之间没有爱，也没有感情。
And they find no meaning to continue the relationship.
他们觉得没有意义继续这样的一个婚姻的关系。
They want to get divorced.
他们想过要离婚。
Look at these couple. They need extraordinary power.
这对夫妻，他们真的是需要一个超乎寻常的能力。
They need the miracle of resurrection.
他们需要奇迹。
Now let's look into Jesus' resurrection.
我们再来看耶稣复活。
Jesus' resurrection resolved the issue of death.
耶稣的复活，他解决了死亡的问题。
Maybe people will ask why Jesus' resurrection is important.
有人会问说，耶稣的复活怎么那么重要？
If we observe from the whole world, we may find major impact and influence to the humankind. We can categorize into five.
我们看世界上有很多的理论，很多的哲学、宗教，我们可以把它归类为五点。
One, the first one is they may focus on strict canon.And all kinds of forbidden desires.
第一个，他们可能有 在遵守一些严谨的教规，甚至他们进阶各种的欲望。
Their founder request the follower to follow all these rules and regulation.
他们的教主强调各样的教规。
And people follow them and bring in a huge impact.
有很多的人跟随，而且在他们身上有很大的影响。
And second one, they focus on compassion, maybe like fraternity love.
第二个呢，他们有强调一些悲天悯人的精神，博爱牺牲的情怀。
They emphasize mercy and love and care, and people listen to them and follow them and bring in a tremendous influence.
是有很多人跟随的，因为他们强调的是爱，强调的是一些
牺牲。And the third one is they focus on shrewd wisdom. Maybe they can solve maze.
第三个呢，他们有讲到一些精明的智慧，然后呢，他们也能够破解一些迷津。
Maybe some get involved with science.
可能会跑到科学方面去。
Maybe some people will give advice to people so they can find the direction.
他们也会像算命一样告诉你要怎么走，走哪个方向。
And some may focus on esoteric mystery. It's a very deep secret.
他们有的人是讲到一些很玄奥的道理，一些神秘。
So those followers amazed of all their interpretation.
跟随的人很喜欢这样的很神秘的事情，很玄奥的道理。
And that can bring a huge impact to people, and people follow them.
这些都会影响有一些人的心理，然后他们会跟随着他们。
Maybe the last one is they focus on miracle, supernatural power.
甚至有的人他也会行神迹，有一些特异的功能。
And that bring a lot of impact or influence to people, and they want to follow.
这些都会大大的影响一些人。
These are all the categories that bring in.Influence and impact to people.
这讲到这五件事情呢，都会大大的影响一个人的心理。
And these founders and leaders eventually all died.
这些在推广这些道理智慧的人呢，他们这些教主最后他们也是死了。
They can provide all kinds of good stuff for people.
他们可以提供各种不同的教规。很玄奥的道理，精明的智慧。
But one thing they cannot handle, they cannot resolve.
但有一件事情他们却不能解决的。
They cannot solve their own problem. They die at last.
他们没有办法解决死的问题。
Why Jesus' resurrection is so important?
为什么耶稣基督的复活是这样的重要呢？
Because he resolved the ultimate problem of humankind.
因为他解决了人至终的一个问题，就是死。
Through his resurrection, he can proclaim, "The life is in my hand."
经过他的死亡，他的复活，他说：“生命在我。”
And secondly, why Jesus' resurrection is so important?
为什么耶稣基督的复活是这样真的，是这样的重要呢？
Because he himself personally announced it.
因为是他亲口说的。
It is truth.
是真的。
There's no lie.
不是谎言。
We would like to share some report about his character and integrity.
我要谈谈耶稣基督他自己的品格。
Because he announced his death, and also he announced his resurrection.
宣告他的死亡，同时还有宣告他的复活。
Maybe there's a question: Is it possible he lied?
有人会想，有可能他是在说谎吗
？The first report we got is from Governor Pilate.
我们从巡抚比拉多
，because Pilate was the governor that Roman Empire sent over there to rule the Jewish people.
巡抚比拉多他是在掌管这些犹太人，统治这些犹太人的。
He got all the resources of FBI.
他其实有很多的权威，他有很多的资源。
He got the authority to investigate Jesus.
他可以去调查耶稣基督的。
Every detail, he can check all the email, all the phone call, whatever Jesus had made, and he can bring up the allegation.
他其实可以去查耶稣曾经有做过什么犯罪的事情，然后他可以来控告他。
After full investigation, he came out, the governor came out, publicly announced 3 times, I find no basis for a charge against Jesus.
但是巡抚比拉多他三次，他说我真的查不出他有什么罪来。
Can Jesus lie?
耶稣会说谎吗？
The second one is the betrayer Judas.
第二个是卖主的犹大。
After he betrayed Jesus and Jesus was arrested, then Judas said this.
当耶稣被捕的时候，犹大这样子说，
I have sinned, for I have betrayed innocent blood.
犹大说，我卖了无辜之人的血，我是有罪了。
He betrayed Jesus, but he knew what's going on.
他背叛了耶稣，他知道。
He knew he sinned.
他知道他是有罪了。
And he betrayed an innocent person.
犹大他知道他卖了无辜人的血。
And the third one is centurion.
第三个是百夫长。
This very centurion, he is the officer to make sure the execution.
百夫长是罗马帝国执行死刑的官员，他要确定这个死刑是要被执行的。
This gentleman, he saw many, many, many people being executed through crucifixion.
他看过很多人被执行死刑了。
When a person meets his final fate, always reveal his own true character.
人在真正面对死亡的时候，才能够显出这个人真正的品格。
And he has seen so many people being crucified because the crucifixion take a long time.
他看过很多人被执行死刑，而在执行死刑的这个过程是很长的。
He saw the people hanging on the cross.
他也看到人被钉在十字架上。
Many people cursed and screamed and yelled.
很多人对着被钉的人咒诅，并且
呼喊。And this centurion, he can recognize what exactly that person is.
百夫长呢，他可以真正的看出这个人是怎么样的一个人。
And when Jesus was crucified on the cross, his comment is, surely this was a righteous man.
当他看到耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，百夫长说，这真是个义人。
Can this righteous man lie?
耶稣会说谎吗？
And the fourth one is Apostle Peter.
第四个使徒彼得。
He followed Jesus more than 3 years.
他跟随耶稣超过三年，日夜跟随着耶稣。
And then the final comment from Peter, he said, Jesus committed no sin, and no deceit was found in Jesus' mouth.
彼得说，主耶稣他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。
Can this Jesus lie?
说耶稣会说谎吗？
And finally, Jesus, he himself, after people accusing him, he responds like this.
最后，当人在批判耶稣的时候，耶稣对他们说，你们中间谁能指证我有罪呢？
Can any one of you prove me guilty of sin? Can he lie?
说耶稣会说谎吗？
If he cannot lie, then what he said is truth. And he publicly announced more than 3 times about his death. And then he said, after 3 days, I will be resurrected.
耶稣他说了三次他要死里复活。
Can he lie?
他会说谎吗？
Why Jesus' resurrection is so important?
为什么基督的复活是这样的重要呢？
Because simply, Jesus' resurrection is historical fact.
因为他的复活是历史的事实。
And if you observe Christianity closely,
你们如果真正的看基督，基督的信仰，
Jesus' resurrection is the foundation of Christianity.
耶稣的复活是基督信仰的基石根基。
Without Jesus' resurrection, actually the whole Christianity will collapse completely.
基督没有复活，整个基督教信仰是完全会被崩溃的。
Let's look into this from different angle.
那我们从另外一个角度来思考。
Let's talk about marketing.
那我们谈谈看这个市场。
If you use Jesus' resurrection as the foundation of the Christianity,This is a very fragile one, if it's not true.
你如果从市场这样的角度来看，耶稣基督的复活，看起来似乎是非常的脆弱的。
That means the whole Christianity take a huge risk.
而且好像有很大的风险。
Why? Why we need to bring this as our foundation, Jesus' resurrection?
为什么基督的复活是我们基督信仰的根基呢？
Once this one take it out, Jesus' resurrection take it out from Christianity, the whole faith collapse right away.
耶稣的复活，如果没有复活，基督信仰就崩溃了。
The simple answer is because this is plainly the fact.
很简单的答案，因为这是一个事实。
Jesus' resurrection is fact in the history.
基督的复活是事实，是历史的事实。
And therefore, this very simple, plain truth, the fact, become the most solid foundation of our faith.
看起来好像是很简单的，却是一个历史信仰最重要的根基。
Because truth is truth.
真的就是真的。
Therefore, our Apostle Paul said, if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
使徒保罗说，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
Why Jesus' resurrection is so important?
为什么耶稣的基督的复活是这样的重要呢？
Because you and I, we can personally experience this power.
是你我可以亲身经历的。
I just mentioned about those two testimonies.
我刚刚提到那两个见证。
That brother lost his job.
那个弟兄他失去了工作。
Broken marriage.
婚姻破碎了。
And also lost all his savings.
他所有的存款都没有了。
He just find a way to survive.
他找一些方法来生存。
But he lost hope.
他也失去了盼望。
And he lost faith.
他也失去了信心。
A couple, brother and sister in Christ, went to seek for this lost sheep.
有对在主里的一个家庭，他们找到了这个弟兄。
The resurrection power through this couple and revealed to this brother.
把基督复活的这个大能带给这个弟兄。
Now he stood up.
然后这个弟兄呢，现在他站起来了。
He started to receive the fresh air for his future.
他看到他有了盼望。
Because Jesus' resurrection power.
因为基督复活的大能。
Because everything may collapse.
或许他有些事情都要崩溃了。
But he's still alive.
但是他仍然能够活着。
He can count on him.
他能够相信我们的耶稣。
The power can come upon him.
复活的大能能够临到他的身上。